like that.
So what future does free speech have in this changing communication landscape? A reliance on more speech as the answer to bad speech, to false or deceptive claims, seems inadequate in a communication environment that is increasingly fragmented and in which a significant element of the population is not only receptive to false news and conspiracy theories, but is hostile to competing positions that contradict their views and have been persuaded that this false news, that they can't trust experts or scientific sources or whatever it might be. To see what's going on as simply a crisis in free speech, as a failure to protect free and open discussion, or as excessive or unjustified censorship, is to misunderstand the serious problem before us and potentially to offer solutions that will be counterproductive. There is no shortage of speech online. And while some of it is truthful, a lot of it is not. And the main threat then to public discourse may well be not censorship, state or private, and obviously that's a concern with private ownership of social media platforms, but instead the barrage of often targeted disinformation that's undermining our ability to make judgments about truth or right and our willingness to engage with those who hold different views. There are some imaginable responses to this crisis, but it's difficult to be optimistic about either their effectiveness or our willingness to implement them. And yet, our survival as a democratic political community depends on our ability to address these issues. We don't have to reach agreement on all public issues, but we do need to be able to converse with one another on these matters in a way that recognizes we are all participants in a common political project. Okay, a little bit of sermonizing, and for that I apologize, but thank you. Thanks for your attention.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy, and you are now listening to Dark Side of the Tune. This week, what can I say? It's midterms again. You know, we're having a rough time all around. It's been a rough week. So my thought was, why not make the music reflect that in just playing a bunch of what I've been listening to, which is music that is overall heavier and a bit louder, if you catch my drift. Yeah, this week's crazy. I have wisdom teeth surgery removal this week. Not looking forward to that. Midterms, just, you can hear it in my voice. You know, let's let the music do the talking for today. So to start off with, we will be listening to The Carpal Tunnel of Love by Fall Out Boy.
Melody of the kiss of eternity. Your pulse calls from a former sensation. How you been? We might have seen.
That was Cold Hands, Hot Bodies by You Say Party, We Say Die. And the first song there that we listened to was The Carpal Tunnel of Love by Fall Out Boy. And now coming up, we have a song that I've literally been playing on repeat. It is so weird. I mean, like, everything that Jordy Greep does is weird. But I love this song so much. And I really wanted... Jordy Greep was playing a show... Or no, he is playing a show in Montreal on the 5th of February. And now, ignoring that that's like the night before my surgery, I really, really wanted to go to that. And also, tickets were $30, which is like, that's how much concert tickets should be. But frankly, in this day and age, that's like amazing. So anyways, no surprise, it was totally sold out. But I'll play the song today, and I'll sit here and I'll just pretend that I'm at that concert. So here is Holy Holy by Jordy Greep.
From the moment you walked in, from the way you had your makeup on, from the way you've done your hair, from the way you sat down next to me, from the way you ordered your drink, from the moment you put your hand on my knee, I knew I'd have you with ease. Do you come here often? Do you know how this thing works? Do you go to bed with a different man every night? Don't tell me I'm the first. You must have heard about me. Everyone knows my name. Everyone knows I'm holy.
Holy, 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 holy.
All the revolutionaries.
Holy, holy.
All the jihadis too. You know my name. Everyone does. It's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. That I'm known around here. The barmaids know my name. I've had them all before. You are new. I'll have you too. It's time to give in. From the shores of Havana to Moscow and French Guyanese in Cantonese, everyone knows my name.
Holy.
All the revolutionaries,
holy, holy.
All the jihadis too,
holy, holy.
Everyone knows I'm holy.
Holy.
How about we dance?
Hey everyone, David here from In The House. If you like the music you're hearing right now, then tune in every Thursday at 11 p.m. for a live DJ set, bringing you the latest and greatest future house, deep house, and everything else EDM. It's got everything from some of the biggest names in the scene to small producers just starting to get their career off the ground. See you Thursday.
That was Misogyny by Rust. And the first song that we listened to was Holy Holy by Jordy Greep. Coming up next, we have the new song from LS Dunes off of their new album, Violet. Here is the titular song, Violet.
almost out of faith. Kinda likes to restrict your breath. Never been a better time than this. Suffocate out when you thought I'm blessed in a city. It's worth so much shade. You see me rise above and take its place. The heart pumps until it dies. Drain the blood. Shimmer and rot at the same time through. There's never been a better time in this town. Bite your hand out the frostbit. So here we go.
Drain the Blood by The Distillers. And the first song there that I listened to was Violet by LS Dunes. And now you might not know this about LS Dunes, but they actually have, I think he's the guitarist, forgive me for not knowing, but they have a member of My Chemical Romance, Frank Iero. He is a member of LS Dunes. And so that's kind of how I found out like who they were and that this new album was even coming out. But yeah, really love it. Really emotional. And then the Distillers, you can't go wrong. That's a great song. I remember like the first time I heard that, it was in a record store in Ottawa. And I was like, this is setting the mood right. Like, this is where a song like that needs to be when I'm shopping for like Agent Orange records in Ottawa. Coming up next, we have another Canadian band. Another, because I say we just played Rust a bit further back, and I kind of put these in the same category. I don't know why, but when you hear, you might understand. Here is Tangerine by Moist.
Have you been this far? The National Campus and Community Radio Association is a coast-to-coast collection of stations providing alternative radio. Since 1986, the NCRA has supported a network of community radio stations giving voice to socially, politically, culturally, and economically disadvantaged groups. Representing diversity in broadcasting, this station is a proud member of the NCRA. Learn more at ncra.ca.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. If you're just joining us, this is Dark Side of the Tune. My name is Tommy, and this episode's just kind of a mishmash of things I've been listening to, some heavier songs. It's just kind of all over the place. I don't know. It's definitely one of those weeks where you're just putting your playlist on shuffle and just letting it happen. So we just listened to Live Wire by Vigil of War. Coming up next, we have Fade Away by Scratching Post. Scratching Post is a Canadian band from the 90s. I'm a huge fan of them. I love the front woman. So here is Fade Away.
Can't leave me, I need you, always find me, I
Yes, that was Weezer. Sorry. I've been on a bit of a Weezer kick lately. And you know what? That song we just listened to, that was Blue Dream by Weezer. Not even the best Weezer song. The best Weezer song is Hashpipe. But for some reason, I cannot stop listening to the Van Weezer album lately. And I don't know why Blue Dream is just like hitting a certain way. Like maybe it's like the that crazy train-esque opening. I don't know. But yeah, forgive me. I'm sorry for playing Weezer, but I've been listening to them. So I have to be... I have to be real. Coming up next, we have the new single from Deadly Apples and Filter. Deadly Apples is a metal band from Montreal, and Filter was actually a branch off of Nine Inch Nails. I think it was the bassist who went and created Filter. They have the song Hey Man, Nice Shot. Really good song. But yeah, here is Deadly Apples and Filter with Volatile.
No one gets away. We don't need to stay. Before safety, it's all gone.
I wish it were mine. everyone says that, but just won't work. They're coming to watch out, I might get hurt. Too many voices and too many people trying to bring me down. Everyone says that, but just won't work. They're coming to watch out, I might get hurt. Too many voices and too many people trying to bring me down. Everyone says that, but just won't work. They're coming to watch out, I might get hurt. Too many voices and too many people trying to bring me down. Everyone says that, but just won't work. Watch out, I might get hurt. Too many voices and too many people trying to bring me down. This got me going like you couldn't imagine. Your love has got me going like you couldn't imagine. Your love has got me going like you couldn't imagine. Your love, your love, your love, love, love. Your love has got me going like you couldn't imagine. Your love has got me going like you couldn't imagine. Your love has got me going like you couldn't imagine. Your love, your love, your love, love, love.
Ow. That was Your Love by She Wants Revenge. And the first song that we listened to was the new single from Deadly Apples and Filter. That song was called Volatile. And now we're ending off with one last song. Kind of like, I don't know, I used to listen to this song a lot when I was in high school. So that's, I mean, that's how you know it's going to be good. Great preface, Tommy. But I think out of all the songs on this album that the song is on, bear with me for a second. I didn't really enjoy this album because it was so uncharacteristic of the artist, but I really, really liked this song. And this was actually my most played song probably in like 2021, 2020. I don't remember. But yeah, here is Destroya by My Chemical Romance, which is on the Danger Days album, which I don't know. It was really out there, but I really like Destroya. So here's our last song, Destroya by My Chemical Romance.
We'll be right back. Attention students, are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you need a more flexible schedule? Athabasca University has you covered. AU offers over 850 online courses designed to fit your needs. That's 850 opportunities to earn credits that seamlessly transfer back into your program. Improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit athabascau.ca to browse our online courses and transform your academic journey.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January.